This is Emil Moffitt for WKU Public Radio. To say Neil Sedaka's musical career got off to a fast start would be an understatement.
I started writing at 13 years old and had hit records by Laverne Baker, Clyde McFadda, Connie Francis. And then when I was 19, I decided, rather than give away the songs to other singers, I auditioned for RCA Victor as a singer-songwriter, and they signed me to a contract.
But as quickly as his star grew, it dimmed in the 1960s, a decade of upheaval and cultural shifts.
I was out of work for 12 years, you know. The music business is very trendy and fickle, and I had the opportunity to meet Elton John when I was living in England, and he was starting a record company and signed me, and the first single after 12 years was Laughter in the Rain, and it went to number one on the charts here in America.
Strolling along country roads with my baby, it starts to rain, it begins to pour.
Sedaka will be in Bowling Green Saturday night to perform with Orchestra Kentucky. He also has a new album out called The Real Neil, featuring just the piano and that distinctive voice. It's a mixture of new songs and classic hits, one of which topped the charts twice.
Think of all that we've been through. You know that breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again.
I'm one of the few that had a hit with the same song twice. I recorded it as a rock and roll song in 1962 as I wrote it. And then I did it several years later as a slow ballad, and it was a hit once again. I wanted to show in the Real Neil the pure form of the song, how I write at the piano with no embellishments.
The only song featuring multiple instruments on the new album is the Manhattan Intermezzo, a recording of a performance with the Royal Philharmonic, the Royal Albert Hall. Saturday night, Sedaka brings the piece to Kentucky.
Exceptionally proud of the last track, which is my piano concerto. I call it Manhattan Intermezzo, and I'll be performing it with Jeff Reed and his wonderful orchestra in Bowling Green. The piece is very, very New York. Being a New Yorker, I wanted to express the spirit of New York and the ethnic combination of ethnic groups of New York, the Latin, the Oriental, the Russian, etc. and so forth. It's about a 20-minute piece.
Sedaka's career has many highlights. He's written and recorded a bevy of number one hits, and the likes of Elvis, Frank Sinatra, and the Carpenters have sung his songs. But he's also not afraid to point out the lean times he's had and offers this advice for young musicians. Get out there and play.
There's an advantage if they can write songs. And to sing and write in front of as many people as possible, family, school, you get a wonderful feedback when you do that, and you seem to develop and grow in front of live audiences.
Neil Sedaka has performed in front of hundreds of thousands during his career and does it again Saturday night in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt. I'm thinking about the days gone.